On, man, it's your boy Crimson. I think a while back I uploaded a video where it was this female comedian on the Joe Rogan podcast, and she said her and her friends were outside smoking a cigarette and they were having a chat, and this guy walks over and he goes, "Hey ladies, can I borrow you, or can I bother you girls for a light?" And basically what happens is the fucking female comedian says that she addressed him, you know, rudely. And there was silence in between her and Joe Rogan. And she said, "I mean, do you, like, what the fuck?" And she tried to, like, justify what she did. And Joe Rogan said, "Well, I mean, sometimes people just need a light." And she said, "No, you don't come up to me and my friends and interrupt, like, a really good conversation. Like, it's hard to fucking spark up a conversation nowadays. Like, it's so hard to fucking come up with a really good topic to talk about nowadays. Like, it's so worth, treating a person like shit over your topic nowadays. Right?" And Joe Rogan just wasn't having it. He was just like, "I don't know, man. Like, I can't really fall on that." Well, check this out.
"And I get come up to by this guy and his girlfriend, and we were interrupted in the middle of talking and eating. And he said, 'Hey, Mia Khalifa, can I get a picture with you?' And I looked up at him and I'm like, 'No, we're eating.' And I said it just like that. Like, it was a rude way, but it was also very rude for him to come up while someone was actively right in the middle of a conversation. And after I said that, his girlfriend, who was standing next to him, grabbed him by the arm and said, 'I told you that wasn't her. There's not enough on her face. Let's go, babe.' And I went into the bathroom and cried. And I didn't really know how to handle it, especially because it came from a woman, and especially because I was there for business, and it was something that had nothing to do with the adult industry. And I was just very dejected and embarrassed and felt like they would never want to work with me again."
There you go. You see, if any one of us, right, were to try to do that shit, a woman would immediately fucking just snap at us forever, even once treating them like shit. And what bothers me is that I see this all the time. I see this all the fucking time. Pardon. I see women treating guys like shit, especially out here in Vegas. Hookers treating guys like shit. And then the moment when a fucking guy is walking by and a hooker comes up to a guy and tries to fucking G him up, he just ignores him. Or those chicks with the, you know, what is it? Those chicks with those big ass fucking things on her, Cabernet fucking, I don't know. They dress like go-go dancers ish. And you have to take pictures next to them. Yeah, those chicks are really aggressive. So if you walk by and they compliment you, and you don't say anything back, they fucking start talking shit towards you. This is the fucking mindset of a child. Only a child fucking thinks like that. That doesn't fucking spot their own hypocrisy. Their own dualistic mindset like that. It's totally fucking fine for these women to disrespect men and to treat them like shit for interrupting their godforsaken fucking conversations. This is why, like, when I see women talking, I don't approach at all for anything. I got a chick in human resources trying to fucking get paperwork, and my boss is out. He says he's got knee surgery. So I'm like, fuck, I ain't going in there without his presence, dude. I do not trust that chick. Because every time I go in there, she makes a big deal out of something, and it's oftentimes it's oftentimes just nothing. It's a fucking nothing burger. And she makes an enormous fucking deal out of it. And so I just stay the fuck away. I stay the fuck away. And the other fucking problem that I have is that, let's see. Well, basically, the rudeness that a fucking, like, if a man were to ever exhibit any kind of that, any of that rudeness towards a woman, it would cripple her. The fact that Mia Khalifa started drawing fake ass tears because she was like, the fact that it came from a woman, it's like, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck did you think was going to happen? You just disrespected her fucking boyfriend. Like, it was a fan of yours. Fucking, God knows why he would fucking go up to her and ask for a fucking photo. It's kind of embarrassing. Like, hey, dude, I jerk off to this chick. Like, whatever. Like, first off, it's pretty embarrassing that you're doing that type of work to begin with. And secondly, like, if you get any kind of fucking recognition out on the street, or what was that girl's name? Lisa Ann? Lisa Ann was, like, getting ridiculed out on the fucking street. And she was just like, why does everybody keep saying this about me? Like, I did porn years ago. I retired already. And the pornography is still out there. How the fuck is anybody supposed to know that you're retired? Oh, I'm just trying to live my best life now. I moved on. I've retired. You think anybody gives a fuck? Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a flying fuck. And for the rest of your days, you're just going to be known as a cum catcher. But I mean, they don't really stop to think about that because the money's too good. The sex is fucking amazing. The camera, the attention, eventually that gets numb too. That gets boring. That gets old. And eventually it just causes injury because it's like, dude, I have to do this in order to make a living. Like, what was it? There was this famous chick who used to squirt all the time. She retired and then she got raped. And in order to fucking catch a rapist, she had to fucking hire a lawyer, which put her into debt, and it caused her to go back into fucking porn. And her husband, and her kids just didn't want her to do it, but she had to fucking do it because that was the only way that she could make her money again. So imagine after being raped, she had to fucking then go back into pornography to fucking do the very thing that she didn't want to do with those rapists. Having to relive that moment on set over and over and over again for what? $1,000 here and there? It's sad. It's really fucking sad. And the husband begged her. He's like, dude, I'll figure something else out. Like, dude, I'll figure out a way how to make an extra, you know, an extra income. Nope, she had to go back to the set. Like these women are just like, she felt dirty, so she had to wash herself or just like stay in the environment that she left. And her kids are, you know, they're grown now. But dude, it was a really fucked up story. It was on 60 Minutes, I think, or Daily. Insider Daily or some shit like that. Yeah, bro, it was tough. It was really fucking tough to hear that bit of news. Like, I could feel fucking empathy for that girl. Mia Khalifa's story right now, just like, I was rude to somebody, and then his fucking girlfriend was rude to me. Ugh. Feel sorry for me. Sorry. Sorry, dick. Doesn't work like that. you treated one of your fans like shit, and then the girlfriend treated you like shit, and the only time that you ever felt any kind of fucking sympathy for anyone was after you fucked somebody over? No. It's not the way this works. You're not gonna try to jerk fucking tears of sadness and empathy from me after you just fucking hurt someone. Go fuck yourself. But that's the kind of world we live in now. I don't know, man. I just, I hear enough of these stories all the fucking time. I go to 7-Eleven and I see this shit happen all the fucking time. Women don't even know how to say thank you anymore. And let's just chalk it up to what they would say, right? How about this? Let's empathize from their point of view for a moment. And I know you don't want to. But let's just say that they get hollered at all the time. Like abusive shit. Again, in my mind it's a stretch. They get hollered at, they get yelled at, they get all this other stuff. And then the moment they walk into 7-Eleven, the guy gets the abuse of, or the guy gets the brunt end of the, of her patience, right? She just can't take that shit anymore. Because she's been fucking whistled at and all this other stuff all day long. Now comes the moment where she's like, you know what, I had enough. I had the fuck enough. I'm not gonna fucking tolerate this shit where you're gonna objectify me. And she fucking snaps at the guy, right? Let's just say. She snaps at him. She's like, hey, you know, go fuck yourself. Or, what happened last time. She's like, ugh. She fucking walks away, right? Does that warrant for that one guy to... And everybody, dude, all the guys like, damn, man, that was fucked up. And then I literally told him, like, that's why I don't fucking talk to women, bro. That's why I do not fucking waste my time, a single minute of my fucking life, complimenting any fucking woman. And then this other guy, he goes, oh, shit. He goes, yeah, man, like, bro, don't be wasting your fucking time and blah, blah. And everybody in line was just, like, quiet after that. And then some guy, like, paid for his beer and all this shit. And I'm like, yeah, dude, like, women just don't know how to fucking accept a compliment and then just move on with their lives. That's why I don't fucking say shit. And then fucking White Knight over the counter was, I remember now, he's like, well, he's like, maybe you guys should be nicer to women. He's like, and what? That compliment wasn't? You weren't there for that interaction? It's not like he went, damn, girl, you look fucking fine. Fucking few people were cracking up, but dude, the guy was just such a fucking, like, a simp plus. Fuck, dude. It was stupid. After I got my shit run up, I had to ask this motherfucker for a bag because he was too focused in his feelings that he didn't give me a bag for my shit. And he just, like, started throwing my shit in the fucking bag, and he goes, here. And he fucking hands it to me, and I was like, thank you, man. Appreciate that. And he handed it to me pretty rude. The fucking bag was swinging and shit when he handed it to me. In other words, he just aggressively grabbed it and fucking tried to, here. I was like, thanks, man, I appreciate that. Grabbed it with both hands. And then this other guy goes, hey, he right, though. You ain't got to get all mad. You ain't got to get all emotional. And he's just like, I ain't fucking emotional. He's like, yeah, you is. Don't be lying. He's like, hey, man, look. If there's a pretty girl and we say hi, you ain't got to say nothing back. But all that other extra shit, uh-uh. You ain't got to be all rude. And you ain't got to be all rude at him either. And fucking, Yeah, dude, I just walked out. I just walked out because it wasn't even worth my fucking time. But that guy got a free beer. Good for him. Thank God it wasn't Bud Light. Or like, yeah, those girls at the strip, they're aggressive as shit. The prostitutes out here, like, I don't know if you guys remember that scene from Watchmen when Rorschach was going down the street and that fucking chick was like, "What the fuck is wrong with you, you fucking homo? Fuck you. Fuck you." And he just, like, Rorschach just keeps walking. It happens like that sometimes. Like, "Hey baby, how's it going? Nah, nah, nah." You fucking walk, dude, especially over there on Dean Martin and Tropicana. I mean, it's dry as shit there now because it's nothing but construction. But when I would fucking, go read the meters down there. Oh boy. Girls would come up to my car. "Hey, sweetheart, how you doing?" And just like, "Oh, fuck." Roll up the window. "Fuck you then, bitch." Just fucking slap the fucking window. I remember the first time I fucking got so pissed off. And my fucking trainer was just like, "Hey, man, just let it go, dude. Like, it's not even your car. Like, who gives a fuck?" "Oh, it's gonna fucking lie on me." They're like, "This is what you tell them. Somebody broke the window. A prostitute fucking hit it with the ring and she bailed." Like, so what? What are they gonna do? Charge you because a fucking prostitute broke the window? Just let it go, dude. Man, fuck her. Yeah, exactly. Fuck her. Just move on. And so, like, I don't know, man. I hear and I deal with this shit all the time. And I hear the complaints that men make. Like, women just aren't women anymore. Go figure. In any case, guard your heart.